This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
I got off the riverboat in New Orleans in the spring of 82. I walked into a gambling house.
You know, listening to this makes me want to hear some Rawhide with Rowdy Yates. Man, I've been watching that on my television. I hadn't seen it since I was a kid. Mom had a big crush when she was little. She was like 7, 8 years old on Clint Eastwood. So you watch a good wholesome show like that, you think about TV today, it's just disgusting. You know what I watch? I watch Andy Griffith show, but I was watching one the other day, and I'm going to get this loaded off my phone because I shot video of it. They had a pro-force inoculation piece. So even back then there was propaganda. I'm going to air that in a few days, the little shots of the show I cut. Guys, this is a short segment, long segment coming up. Do two more with you. And sorry, I think some of your Skype's delayed, so we've been talking over each other, but it's been very powerful. I cannot describe to both of you men how big this is, that Black Lives Matter and Antifa claims they're these organic, pro-American, anti-racist groups. And the progenitor, the guy that captains it's Alexander Soros on record through the subgroups. And so you guys have gone out and ferreted that they're getting, you know, other money and stimulus money. I mean, this is huge. And if Trump talks about it, instead of just all the audience knowing about it, you knowing about it, it's going to be massive. I think Trump needs to take the bull by the horns and identify the leftist billionaires that are captaining the attempt to have a civil war in this country, which the Washington Times even admits. Bezos, when the economy shuts down, everything's closed, he benefits when we're locked up during martial law. He takes over the economy. I mean, you talk about evidence, you talk about racketeering. Which one of you guys wants to go first on that?
Well, I'll hop in. I mean, I think you hit the nose on the head, Alex. I mean, that's exactly what we're seeing here. You have Amazon getting richer than ever even seen possible. I mean, we're talking in terms of valuation, billions of dollars in a day type of material during COVID. And then the BLM riots, they figured out they can't get these lockdowns anymore. People won't put up with it. So what's the next best thing? Well, let's just have rioters out in the street so you can't go to the store. You're afraid to go to the store. You just order something on Amazon and hope it doesn't get looted on the way to your house. I think that that's a amazing insight. But I think you're also correct in that this has the potential. I feel like this could be a sea change moment because never before have we seen so clearly how the mechanisms work. We've always known it. You laid this out, which is probably why Jack and I knew to look at this stuff, Alex. You laid this out years ago. The guys at the top are smart. They have lawyers. They're not going to get caught in a stupid maneuver, but the people below them might. So this is, I believe, the first time we have a connection where we have the woman on the ground, how she is related to the Bail Project, how the Bail Project has had ties to George Soros, has been funded by Bill Gates, has been funded by these other people. And this has the potential, especially with the fact that these people got COVID funds while small businesses all across this country are going out of business, while small businesses around this country are being looted out of business and rioted out of business. This bail fund that seeks to enable that gets money. I think you're absolutely right. President Trump should hear about this. And frankly, I'm like you, Alex. I don't care. Jack may disagree. Somebody can steal it from our website, put it on Fox News, get it to the president. Let's get this under control.
Absolutely. Because they're scared. Look at the Gingrich thing. Soros brags he's funding Black Lives Matter. We got a minute to break, but Jack, investigative journalist, getting back to you, I think you guys have got the Death Star plans here. I think this is the key.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, as Tom said, you know, we've known about this for ages, but now we have this link. But, you know, they're denying it. You know, the Bail Project said that Holly rented the truck in a personal capacity during a time off and did not use funds from the Bail Project.
But that's like when a mafia don tells a capo, get rid of somebody, and he tells a manager, he tells a soldier, kill somebody. The Don's still guilty. She works for them. It's all prepackaged. BS. Let's indict her and see what we find out real quick. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, exactly. You know, I've been watching The Sopranos recently. Again, fantastic show. You know, and Tony Soprano, he never gives an order, you know, by himself. You know, he passes it down the chain of command. And of course, the next layer up will deny it. Obviously. You know, like, this statement is it's less than worthless. That's what it is.
Let's recap that. Come back to you, Jack. Stay there, Jack. This is amazing. You guys are knocking it out of the park. People can follow Jack Hadfield's work at Jack Hatters on Twitter, Tom Papert, NationalFile.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Strings are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, right through rain and wind and weather, hell-bent leather, wishing my gal was by my side.
Hit them up, move them out.
All the things I'm missing, good fiddles, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
So hit them up, move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up, move them on, move them on, hit them up,
rawhide. Yeah, the globalists think they're hurting us, but this is a stampede I'm causing as we go right over the top of their heads. Tom Papert and his investigative journalist, Jack Hadfield, broke some major news. They're the ones that broke all this, directly connecting this operative with the U-Haul, with all the pre-made signs, you know, attack the cops, defund, kill everybody. And she's been tied to so many of the other ops, so many of the other smoke screens, so many other of the theater events. And that's why they... you know, sued us in the whole Charlottesville situation. I didn't say that the guy that worked for Hillary at the State Department killed the woman. I said they had their white supremacists, many of them paid, working for the deep state. It's all been confirmed. I mean, of course, that's been in the court. And then the left showing up, and then a bunch of reporters there to cover it. And there was a big collision. They even called the reporters white supremacists. That's what Trump was saying, is you had good people on both sides there to see what was going on. You also had Antifa that was bad. The white supremacists were bad. That's what Trump said word for word, which is a very balanced, smart. Trump went and found out how people that were in the briefing. Like, well, you got these Antifa with Soros, and them kind of caused a problem. You got the white supremacists. A lot of them are funded by them. And you got reporters on both sides and just people that came out to look at it. And the cops locked them all together and kettled them and caused a huge explosion. Well, that turns into Jones says that, you know, Hillary Clinton and the CIA killed this woman. No. But now you see the left trying to recreate Charlottesville, jumping on top of cars and running out and doing it and jumping on moving police cars. And the cops see a crowd of 100 people. They don't want to shoot people. They just race off. A cop just ran into me. Look at the video of your TV viewer. You can see this. Beating on the Prius, attacking it. And then another car chases them. Another, they block them in. They ram them. They attack them. And the police put the guy that was being attacked in handcuffs because they see a mob and they want to not get in trouble. They're like their supervisors. We arrested the person they were trying to kill. Later they released him. But, you know, we lionize the police. The police are followers just like the public. And in this mob psychology, you know, the fact the police didn't arrest that Mustang, didn't arrest that truck that pull in and smash like Road Warrior and block the Prius in L.A. if you just tuned in. Guys, let's get into that and then get back into the big picture. We'll do a few more segments with you. Jack Hadfield, what is it like being in the U.K. watching this? Because you see Black Lives Matter, same stuff there. They're allowed to have protests, but if a church has a service, they get arrested. They now have hired goons looking through keyholes of restaurants and bars to make sure no one's secretly inside having dinner because that's a non-essential business. Only, you know, the big companies can stay open. I mean, this is a brutal vertical integration. What would you call this time we're living in?
Oof.
I hesitate to say the end times, but that's almost what it feels like, with everything culminating into this. You know, certainly in the UK, there's been lots of, you know, authoritarian things going on, especially going on in Scotland, where Nicola Sturgeon, for some reason, you know, is seeing 1984 as a guidebook rather than a warning. You know, there have been, you know, students locked in their accommodations. Now in the UK, you know, you can't go to a pub or buy alcohol after 10 p.m. And on the protest that you mentioned, I went down to one of the sort of counter protests to Black Lives Matter in London that I covered in June and covered on National File. And I saw the difference that the police made at the Black Lives Matter protest the weekend previously. You know, the police were there, you know, doing on their knees with the little, you know, fist salute in the air. And then when a bunch of ordinary concerned citizens who want to protect statues and monuments from being defaced by mindless thugs, what the police do, they bring riot shields. They're vicious. I saw two people get their faces smashed in by the police. Imagine if that happened to Black Lives Matter. And then recently there have been the anti-lockdown protests, and Jeremy Corbyn, who was a previous leader of the Labour Party, his brother Piers Corbyn organised these protests. He got fined £10,000 for breaking coronavirus rules. Where are the £10,000 fine for the Black Lives Matter and Antifa protest organisers? It is ridiculous. It's not only is this lockdown happening, but it's all being, again, as usual, you know, the state is only cracking down on those people who are not involved in Antifa or BLM and who are just ordinary people. Those are the ones who are getting screwed by this pandemic. Those are the ones who are getting screwed by the police and by the state.
And it's
just as bad everywhere else.
That's because the leftist controlled states, whether it's Australia, whether it's Scotland, whether it's England, whether it's Germany, whether it's Canada, the U.S., The cities are in control. They tell the cops, you'll be fired if you do anything to these commie groups. But then just go out and wreak havoc and you'll be promoted. And so there is the bad cop right there. And I don't lionize police. I know the average officer means well, and it's a tough job. And you know, especially in more libertarian conservative jurisdictions, cops are great people. But in leftist jurisdictions, they're real trash. And you look at the UK, and I've been over there 10 times or more. I mean, I've been out there videotaping and doing an interview even a few years ago on the main bridge there with Big Ben in the background, and some Muslims didn't like me having a camera. So they went and complained to some bobbies, and they came over and said, sir, you have a permit to be filming. And I just said, you just think because I'm white and I'm dressed in a sports jacket and stuff that I've been getting the Imperial British conditioning. I said, I'm kind of like the wild Brits that ran off a few hundred years ago. Nothing against you, buddy, but I'm not your damn slave. You want to arrest me, go ahead. I'll videotape all I want. You got cameras everywhere. But, I mean, that's happened to me at least three times in England, twice on video. We've actually put it out where the police, like, oh, my God, we've got a white guy with a camera. Now, the Muslims want to kidnap girls and rape them, that's great. Or, you know, if black folks want to stab people, that's good. I mean, we deserve it. But nothing against those. But that's what's happening is, literally in the UK, you live there. What is this? Is it that indigenous Brits have become so subservient that the police have a fetish treating you like filth?
Well, I think it's actually even within the last 20 years or so since Blair took into government, the people who have been taken into joining the police are a different class of people. You know, there are
that's
a
right.
number
it all started with Blair
now.
Who said he'd get rid of the Magna Carta. You're really informed. So what, because that's the model of the world. How did they make police horrible demons? Because, I mean, most UK police are like demons, I mean, that I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, how did they do, who are these people?
Well, you know, they changed their tactics. For one, you know, you now have to go to university to be a police officer. You know, they often require now a degree, so they can't just hire, you know, good working class lads off the street, you know, who want to actually
come down. They're not hiring good, common sense, tough guys like you want.
Exactly. They're handing people who got bullied in school, who now, you know, then power trip off of, you know, taking all these little rules and regulations and forcing them on a lot of people. And again, a lot of it is also top down. The police are now obsessed with numbers. You know, if you're burgled, if you're robbed, if you're mugged, the police won't investigate because that's hard, that's tough. That takes a lot of time and organisation and investigative work. What they will do is they'll arrest you for, you know, for saying the wrong thing on Twitter, you know, for making a slightly edgy joke.
That's right. They're,
you know,
globalist agents of the destruction of once sovereign countries.
Yeah, and but that's because that's easy. It's very easy to get a conviction for hate speech or hate crime or whatever, because the tweet's right there. So the judge goes, boom, stamp, there you go, straight off. And they've got another nice little number they can put in there. They can put in their tick box at
exactly,
the end of the month.
But they need to get pushback.
Fine sold.
They need to get pushback, because they're not the... When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. Let's do one more segment, gentlemen, and get back to the election. The Democrats saying if Trump contests, when they contest, so they're going to contest, and if he doesn't concede, he's a dictator, and then they're flooding everything with these fake ballots. I want to ask both Tom Papert and his investigative journalist who's with us what is going to unfold and their take on that. And when they leave us, there's a lot of breaking news that happened in the last few hours that I've not reported on yet because I don't want to get it wrong. But it's some news we don't like. But I never hold back bad news. So I've got that coming up, but I've got to vet this first. I've got to be very careful. And then we've got so much more to get into today. And then the announcement of the Internet kill switch to be triggered, as I told you at the start of the show. Everyone will be taken offline by the election who is pro-America. So get ready for that. Tucker Carlson is now being banned on Facebook. They don't call it a ban. They just say, well, no one can see what he has to do. He's like in the fam zone.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Started, and it looked pretty credible. We made some phone calls where he produces it, and we confirmed it did happen, so I can confirm what Business Insider is saying, and the article's now gone on InfoWars.com. Pray for Ron Paul. Libertarian icon appears to suffer a medical episode, probably a stroke, during live interview. 85 years old. Ron Paul hospitalized after suffering apparent medical incident during live stream. You know, I can't help when I think about Ron Paul, but smile. And not that he's sick or in a hospital, but, man, let me tell you, the old Norse saying, cattle die, kinsmen die, but one thing that never dies is the fame of a dead man's deeds. I mean, Ron Paul, we stand on his shoulders, all he's done to expose the globalists and the New World Order and their whole system, and his son now hitting on all cylinders, doing a spectacular job, calling out Antifa and BLM's terrorist organizations. And I'm sure he'll get better. He could maybe had some thick blood go through his brain or whatever. I don't really want to play the clip, but people say we're covering up. We don't, so play the clip here in a moment. But the old Norse hope was to die with your sword in your hand, die on your horse. I intend to try to die with my boots on. That's really what I'd like to do. I don't want to die, but, I mean, the best way to die would be, you know, fighting the enemy. I mean, that's really, really is the man's death. And so I'm sure Paul's going to get better. It's great. He'll be back in the game. But he appears to have a stroke on TV. But on TV, fighting communism. I mean, that's like in the frickin' saddle, folks. That's what it's about. Yeah, okay, in your sleep. That's people all hope for that. There's no pain. I don't want to die in my sleep. I want to die in the horse, on the horse, with the sword. That's what I want. And here's Ron Paul. Looks like having a stroke on television on his Liberty Report. Here it is.
To this from free market economists is it has to be liquidated. We have to get rid of that. That's a burden. We can barely wear this. We can't buy it.
It's Dr. Paul.
By the way, when he went to medical school, they still told you that you should donate a quarter of your time to charity. He donated up to a half of his time for charity. And worked at delivery rooms in the overnight shifts in the inner city of Houston as a volunteer for more than 15 years when he had children of his own. I mean, I'm willing to give. I ain't doing that, man. Working three nights a week for free. They said they would buy you dinner and a coffee. He would get a meal and a coffee. He did that three nights a week for more than 15 years until they got to run for Congress. That's a servant. And, Tom, we'll do one more segment, and I'm holding you guys over. I want to get to the big issues, but I get tears in my eyes. All the fighting that Ron Paul's done, Rand Paul, when he's calling my show in 1996 when his dad was running for Congress to get back in, and all the experiences to see that, I can't help but be proud of him. I mean, literally fighting nonstop until he has a stroke on air. That's what I strive to be. What do you think? I'd love to be 85 on air having a stroke that long fighting. I mean, there's something really manly about this. What do you think?
I wholeheartedly agree with you, actually. I watched it just before I went on with you, and I was kind of off kilter for the first couple minutes because it was just so painful to watch. But if you think about it, this is a man who basically since the 70s, since the 80s, when he was first running for president as a libertarian, has dedicated his life to trying to save this country down to his own son, continuing the fight. So obviously I pray that he recovers. It was horrifying to watch, but I think you're right. I think that is one hell of a way to take an injury literally at the command center in the desk. I mean, I hope, Alex, that someday you're 90 years old and still going and you get to have your dream of dying with your boots on.
I hear that. I want to get your Ryder's take on this, Jack's take on this. But think about us, though, as nationalist patriots, just truthful people. If we were Democrats, we'd say, he didn't have a stroke. He's not in the hospital. He's fine. Look at Joe Biden. He's been having all these strokes. Doesn't know what planet he's on. Jack Hadfield, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, almost in some aspect, that's why I do feel a little sorry for Joe sometimes, because he's clearly got dementia or Alzheimer's and, you know, that had potential strokes, as you said. But the Democrats are still, they're forcing him out, they're plattering him up, you know, and they're putting him to work when really he should have been retired, you know, years ago and just enjoying, you know, his last years while he can.
My dad's 70. My dad's 70, and he's a smart guy, but he's not like he was. I'm not like I was at 46, and I'm trying to get my dad out of the company just so he can relax with my mom. I couldn't imagine him at almost, how old is Joe? Almost 80 years old?
Like he's 77 or something like that, 78. I mean, he is not a...
Sorry, Jack, I interrupted. Finish your point.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, and as you said, it's just unfathomable to believe somebody at 78 years old is being, you know, touted as being the next... you know, president of this country. Obviously, you know, Trump is a few years younger, but he has all his faculties together. He's clearly sharp. He's clearly wired, and he knows what he's doing. Yeah, and he will only probably have then one more term left, you know, if he comes back. Biden, you know, if he wins, which I really hope he doesn't, he'll probably be electoral fraud if he does. But then he could have a whole eight terms. You know, he would be, what, 86? You know, by that time, that's insane. He really should have been retired there.
But again, we know he's a placeholder. We should speak to that, Papert. I mean, we first said this years ago that he would be their placeholder. Now CNN, Kamala Harris says, oh, it's the Harris-Biden administration. CNN says that she's just a placeholder. I want your take on that, but briefly, here's some good news from my memory. Also, what I saw him do may not be a stroke. It could have been a seizure because my uncle was in a motorcycle wreck, my dad's brother. He's all there mentally, but occasionally you'll be at dinner with him or, you know, at the deer camp. He'll go, yeah, I tell you, it's a really good meal. He has these little small seizures. I forget the name. It could have been a seizure. That's a lot better than a stroke, Papert.
Well, I'll just kind of add on to that. I mean, we all remember the bizarre video of Hillary Clinton from 2016 where she has a weird freak-out moment on her face and says, like, try the chai latte or something. So that's something that you definitely see with older folks, and especially at 85, I could see something like that sort of happening. It's very sad. But I'll also say that this is a guy who lives very cleanly, lives very, very, very healthy person. Obviously, he's a doctor. So even though, I mean, if it is a stroke, the odds are not necessarily in his favor being 85 years old. I'd say that he probably has the vitality. I mean, this is an 85-year-old who does a TV show every day, Alex, and you and I both know that that is not easy on your brain, on your body, on anything. It takes a lot of energy to be there.
Well, he used to work in the right mind. Let me tell you, people talk about workaholic Trump. I mean, Ron Paul worked 18 hours a day in Congress. It was well known. I mean, we're talking totally disciplined, other than 5 a.m. a nighttime bike ride for an hour. That's what he does. 5 a.m. And he did drink beer. He drank like 3 beers at night. But, I mean, that's it, man. Never smoked, never did anything.
I wish we could all say that, Alex. We'd all be a lot healthier if we could.
Absolutely. All right, gentlemen, let's do one more segment. You guys are too informative. I want to get back into the election. Your attempts to steal the election with both of you on the other side. Tom Papert and Jake Hadfield. Stay with us. We'll be right back. NationalFile.com. This will turn on the juice boy.
This is your last chance to get a pack
Power Stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack Power Stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pack Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Riders on the storm.
Riders on the storm.
Man, I just smile thinking about Ron Paul. Not that he had a stroke or a seizure on air today. Just, man, that guy's like original OG, man. E.T., you get dialed into the real universe, folks. All that matters is you see him. You can see, well, that's all God cares about. look at somebody like Ron Paul, I mean, I'm just like very satisfied, very satisfied. And in my sadness, it just makes me appreciate his great work. Gentlemen, I want to give you each about 5 minutes because I've been breaking in a lot. Tom Papert, NationalFile.com, Jack Hadfield, great investigative journalist, also National File. Jack Hatters is his handle at Twitter. Other points you want to make, and I want you to comment on, the Democrats admit they're going to contest the election. They've been caught in fraud everywhere. They're arresting people all over the place. Democrat counties organizing, sending in the ballots filled out with dead people's names. I mean, it's all over the news. But it's on local news, Facebook, Twitter, they're all blocking it. And then now this, NationalFile.com, Facebook throttles official Tucker Carlson page. Remember, shadow banning didn't exist just a year ago. Now it's, oh, we throttled you down to 5%. Facebook throttles official Tucker Carlson page with reduced distribution 40 days before election. So, because he's got more viewers online than he does with, you know, 4 million on Fox. And that is just an amazing moment to just see the internet kill switch being put into place here. So both of you's take on that.
Well, Alex, I think that it's all very tied together. I think that the foot soldiers, the Civil War reenactors we're seeing on the street, they are being covered up by Facebook, by Twitter for a reason. Tucker Carlson, besides yourself, and Tucker is, of course, somehow still technically in the mainstream. They try to kick him out every single week, and they haven't done it yet. But you and Tucker are essentially the two big media personalities right now who are putting a spotlight on the real globalist plan to steal the election, to destroy American cities with rioters, and where the money is really coming from, which of course now we know. Bill, I mean, we've known for years, but now we have the smoking gun. Bill Gates, George Soros,
you don't have just the money, you have their paid operative handing out the signs out of the back of a truck.
Exactly, that she apparently paid for, but it was just with her money that she made with her side hustle.
So it's not just like having the Don give the money to buy the cocaine. You have the person working for the Don delivering the cocaine. I mean, you hypothetically, I mean, as an allegory, you have the whole chain, the whole open and shut case.
Exactly, which, I mean, they've never screwed up like this before. And I think all of this, from the censorship to Holly Zoller on the street to now them not even firing her and instead coming after National File, which we expected, it all just reeks of desperation. And I think as we go into this, more Americans are waking up. I mean, the New York Times, Alex, is reporting that John Podesta says that this thing should never be settled and we're going to have a civil war and break up the country with a second inauguration in California. That's Hillary Clinton's right. Tan man. So you can't hide from this anymore. Normal Americans, I think, are waking up. We're living in a paradigm that's not dissimilar to North Korea or China, where what you see on social media is not what normal people are saying on the streets. And it's shocking that we're there, and it's shocking that we're there so fast. But if we can keep waking people up in this country, and we can get this news to the president through his son, through the other few elements of the White House that are on our side, I think that not only will we win come November, Alex, I think we've got a big chance of rolling back some of the last few decades of despair.
Yeah, I mean, I've been on air 26 years. I've been politically involved for almost 30. And this is like 50 times crazier than anything we ever even thought of. I mean, and it's getting crazier by the day. And I want to explain this to people. Everybody keeps thinking 38 days. No, it all starts in 38 days with the 79 days of hell. So it's 116 days to inauguration. But the real hell starts in 38 days, 79 days of hell. And we better get that term out, hashtag 79 days of hell, so that we can start wargaming and getting folks ready. Because here's the thing. Trump comes out and is like, well, I'm not going to use the military. And the Democrats are like, well, you can even use the military. So Trump goes, no, we're not. So then they spin it and go, oh, Trump's planning to contest the election when they are. So everything they're doing, they're framing him. He doesn't just need to come out and say they're stealing the election and using fake ballots. He needs to expose all of it so they're not the ones that map out the psychological battlefield ahead of time. We have to, 38 days now, affect what happens in the 79 days of hell when they contest it and throw us into a civil war. They're saying that. So we're all about winning the election. We've already won the damn thing. America woke up. So now the deep state criminals are going to do this. That's what I'm getting at, Jack.
Well, exactly. I believe there was something that came out recently where it said that people who are actually in the zones affected by these riots support the president at a ratio of about 2-1, because they can see exactly what's happening on their streets. They can see the destruction of their communities, their neighborhoods, their businesses, their homes. you know, they can see it's Antifa and Black Lives Matter riots is taking them down. And they can see that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden or whatever, they've been saying Black Lives Matter forever, that's what kicked it off. And they're saying, well, hang on, you know, it's the Democrats who've been supporting this. Well, obviously, I don't want any more of this happening, so clearly I've got to vote President Trump in November. Yeah, I think the only way that President Trump won't win is if the Democrats actually fake it, and we can see it, we've seen it with all these mail-in vote, with the universal mail-in voting, with all these ballots that have been lost, that, well, are lost in quotation marks, more likely thrown away by either a mailman who's not a fan of Trump and just dumped them off on the way to sort the votes out to the voting station, or Democrat operatives themselves. Yeah, they're doing everything they can possible to stop the president winning the election. You know, we know this. And so,
let's expand,
as you said,
on that.
79 days of hell.
Jack, because you're very right. 2-1, even in Democrat areas, people are saying they're going to vote Trump after they've been stopped at checkpoints by mobs, attacked, seen houses burned down, black people's homes burned down, mainly black businesses. They're like, what the hell? Those black folks got burned out. They're voting against the Democrats. They get it. But that's tiny minorities, not racially, but minorities that are being burned out. It's still big, but I'm not minimizing it, but it's small areas distributed. So the Democrats are firing up their burn the country down base in a beta test. So people go, oh, this is backfiring. They already know they're losing. So they're just firing up the mobs to burn the whole thing out to try to drive Trump out of power. That's why people have to not be so confident, because I know their battle plan. I said what they would do, and now they're doing it. So that's what I'm getting at here is, what do we do to stop them? We can't just sit here idly by it. I'm serious. If Homeland Security won't do it, if Trump won't do it, I'm not even saying I'm going to do it because I don't have the expertise, but what do you do up against organized crime that's getting ready to burn the whole country down? I mean, we can't just sit here, Tom Papert.
Well, that's the question that I keep coming to, because you're right, Alex. I mean, I think I said it on your show over a year ago. I think the Democrats are sitting out this election, but I was wrong in that they still want to win. They don't want to get the votes, but they want to get the presidency, and they're going to do it through everything that you've
tried. By confusing it, and that's why everybody loves Kyle Rittenhouse. We don't love the death that happened. He went out and was a medic. He stood up. Everybody just sees, there's a man. He actually went to a problem when the police wouldn't. And now he's in jail. People resonate with him. You know, he's a huge in Japan, in Eastern Europe. I mean, that guy is, everybody
Bulgaria.
Gets it.
Yep. No, absolutely. Exactly. I mean, you've got soccer stadiums holding signs saying Kyle Rittenhouse is a hero in Bulgaria, of all places. So, yes, alpha males see this. And so the conventional GOP wisdom is, Alex, and I'm channeling our friend Roger Stone from 4 years ago, is to just get out the vote in such large numbers, not by mail-ins, but same-day voting, that they cannot steal the election. And
but Trump will win. They're just going to say he didn't. That's what I'm saying. Well, everybody knows there's a Trump landslide, but that's done. And everybody should go vote, absolutely. It's more critical than ever. But they're going to contest it. So what do we do about that? That's the big question.
Well, and so I think the only, I mean, and because I'm not in the Oval Office, I wish I had a better answer. What I've been telling people is we have to make the numbers to where they can't confuse
us. I agree. It's got to be such a mega landslide's the answer. But I'm saying ahead of time, Trump has to annihilate them. They criticize him when he says there's election fraud, so he stops. No, that. Expose the fraud, what Ken Paxton did, arresting 138 people for fake mail-in ballots. That's the answer. Prosecute them now. Don't wait like Durham with his thumb up his damn you-know-where. Gentlemen, we love you. We look forward to having you back soon. We salute you. 38 days out, 116 out from inauguration, 77 days of hell. Start in T-minus 30.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, on this Friday edition. Earlier, at the start of the second hour, something happened to Jeff Bezos' little drone. He's now deploying to people's houses. Here's the video. Radio listeners can find it as soon as we post it to InfoWars.com. This is what I say to Jeff Bezos and Amazon's in-home surveillance drones.
This drone does not have rights. It is not a sentient being. It is controlled by the globalists, and it is a tool. So that I am not against technology, but I am against the technology that they have deployed and developed to replace us. We change our environment as humans. We conquer the elements. We conquer the wild. We're not conquered by other humans playing games as psychotics, and it's the sword of truth that is going to slice through the lies. And our declaration that we are in charge of this planet, not the globalists and not their machines. So to Jeff Bezos and all the globalist technocrats and Tim Cook and their slave camps in China and all their evil they try to cover up with Black Lives Matter, Marxism, and the cop killing, I say to you, your technocracy is dead on arrival. You understand that? We are in charge of the planet. Not Soros and not Satan. Do you understand that, Soros? You pathetic maggot. We are in charge, not you. Is that clear? Is that clear? You little maggot and your little maggot son. You understand that? You think you're going to have this fight and have robots win it? No. We'll defeat you and your goddamn robots. You understand that? Damn you to hell, you Satanist.
By the way, way a Baptist preacher is a Pharisee. Not all of them, but some of them. They'll tell you when I said, damn Soros to hell. That was the Lord's name in vain. No, I'm asking God to please damn them to hell. You don't take God's name in vain. The definition of vain means not meaning it or taking it lightly. When I say, God, please damn them to hell and protect us, I say it in a blood oath and I'm willing to die. That's the opposite of vain. All right. Let's hit some final news before Paul Joseph Watson takes over. I had so many stacks of election fraud news. They've all mixed together here, but I think these next two stacks have them mainly. During the break, I was trying to fish through them and get it together. The idea that there's no election fraud, when Democrats wrote the book on it, is really hilarious. Attorney General Ken Paxton of Texas goes after mail ballot fraud in Gregg County, arrests 134. Why is that 118? That's in my head earlier. I just said that. See, my memory fails. It was 134 felony charges filed against Gregg County Commissioner and three associates. Show the mail voter fraud is real and it's way elections. Busted. County workers improperly opened, discarded Trump ballots in Pennsylvania. Do you think deranged anti-Trumpers would do something like that? That's going to tell me that mosquitoes drink blood or bears crap in the woods. And it just goes on from there. Again, Attorney General Ken Paxton announces 134 felony voter charges. Voter fraud charges in connection to 2018, then primary back when they did it then. And remember, they beta tested it in Texas and other areas. Texas official arrested on felony election fraud charges could face 99-year sentence. That's who these Democrats are. 134 felonies. That's a big deal. And it just goes on from there. I've got some COVID news I want to hit, too, that's really good, but let's just get to this right now. I'm trying to find my big stack because, there's so much of it, I get confused. Here's some of the articles where they say Trump's going to try to steal the election and Trump's going to, again, they're going to contest. They admit that, but if he contests their contention, that's illegal. And so that's how the media is going to represent this. And the big news is big tech has said they're going to block everybody. But they said down to hundreds of millions of users, potentially, because they said, you know, in other countries, too, people weigh in. And they said, oh, if you give an opinion on Facebook that I think Trump won, they're going to suspend you or ban you. How is it waking up in the new Soviet Union? Meanwhile, General Milley says he will not arrest Trump for the Democrats. So they spin that. That's AP. I can't make this up. They say that the military wants to arrest Trump. That's the new articles out today. Look at this headline. What if Trump loses but won't concede? How a constitutional crisis could play out? And in this Yahoo News front page story, that's basically a reprint of Atlantic Monthly, they lay it out. And if you're a TV viewer, you've never seen me highlight an article like this, have you? Because this is so important. This is everything. In fact, tomorrow I'm going to come in here 2 to 4 p.m. with a live transmission and get just into this information. And we've only got 37 days tomorrow. Every day counts. Everybody you talk to counts. Every email you send, every text message, every prayer counts. But look at this article. What if Trump loses but won't concede? How a constitutional crisis could play out? And then they're acting like he caused the crisis when they created the mail-in ballots. They say they're going to contest no matter what. They say they're going to split the country apart. They've activated the race riots. And then they say Trump did it. We have to counter this, folks. But that's what scares me. That's why I got really upset this morning. They called a bunch of Republicans and said, Trump says he's not going to concede if he loses. Well, obviously they go, well, we won't support that. But their definition is when we contest, he needs to give up, or that's not him admitting he lost. Two different things. If they're contesting and there's evidence on both sides, then that's not Trump refusing to concede. But see, they get Republicans to try to get brownie points going, well, I guess then Trump's bad. Republicans say they won't back Trump and when he contests election. I mean, that's all they're doing. But they call up, man, these 80-year-old lawyers who just want to go home and eat their soup and watch the NFL or whatever. And it's just, hey, guys, you're not You inherited a big, rich country, but warriors built it, son. And you just need to get out of the game if you're not ready to fight. I mean, it's pathetic. CNN, piss on CNN. Don't badmouth the president for no reason just because it makes you feel good, you pathetic worms. Listen to this article. As President Trump backs his army of attorneys, they have like 10 times the attorneys for Democrats, they admit, has jaded background to undermine an election result that does not cast as a victor. Him as a victor, Republican lawmakers found themselves in the astonishing position Thursday, to reassure Americans there would be a peaceful transition of power. So the Democrats are saying, we're going to take over, we're going to contest no matter what. Then they call up Republicans and go, if Trump loses and won't step down, what do you do? It's like, if you get caught killing your neighbor, what will you do? It's hypothetical. They're the ones doing it, but then the Republicans, well, I won't support that if he does it. Instead of saying it's the Democrats that are openly saying they're going to contest it, Trump hasn't done that. Instead of saying the right thing, the real thing, they just go, oh, let me roll over and piss on myself. Will you please pass me over, angel of death? And it's that cowardice, that limp, you-know-what behavior that destroys us. I hate these people. At least the enemy's evil and knows what they want. It's these candy-ass, cherry Republicans, man, that are the bane of our existence. The Republican-controlled Senate went so far as to pass a resolution saying as much. Meanwhile, amid the furor of Trump's latest, most brazen remarks, it became clear that just how the constitutional crisis could play out should the president be defeated and persuade his allies to join him in rejecting the vote tallies. Now, let's translate that. CNN, MSNBC are going to say, oh, 2-1, it's Democrats that are doing mail-ins. They claim in some study. So because there's this many that haven't been counted yet, that means Trump loses. And with that defeat that they'll announce at about 11 at night, till I say this, they'll probably change it, but about 11 at night, they'll announce it, and then that creates the civil war out of that because their people will believe that he actually lost and they won, then they'll try to keep the balance in their jurisdictions to play games, to string it out, to break up the country, which the Chi-Coms want. So let's read that paragraph one more time. The Republican-controlled Senate went so far as to pass a resolution saying as much. Meanwhile, amid the furor over Trump's latest, most brazen remarks, it became clear just how the constitutional crisis could play out should the president be defeated and persuade his allies to join him in rejecting the vote tally. So if he doesn't concede, Democrats say they won't, if he does the same thing, he has stolen the election. He is a dictator. He is a bad guy. It's all, and it's in, I mean, I read 30 articles. I scanned over 30. I mean, it's all the same story. It's all over the news. They're doing it. So we're cruising towards this. They know he's winning. They even admit in their war game, well, he's going to win, but we're going to contest it. They're that arrogant because they have disdain for the public. I don't have disdain for you. I respect you. I believe in you. I think if you're presented with the facts, you want freedom. I think if you're black, I think if you're white, I think if you're whatever, you got red blood, man, I respect you. But I expect you to respect yourselves and get pissed about this. Because we're not just going to sit here on our hands while they set all this up 38 days out. What are we going to do about it? Paul Watson coming up, but I've got more to say. Stay with us.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.